In 1995, the U.S. Secret Service closed Pennsylvania Avenue in front of the White House to automobile traffic. The decision drew strong protests from D.C. leaders and residents. But for one group of weekend athletes, the closure meant the freedom to play roller hockey at the president's front door. However, the games on the pavement at America's Rink will soon end, for member station WAMU, James Jones reports.
On a sunny Sunday afternoon, 10 guys play an intense game of roller hockey on Pennsylvania Avenue. It isn't exactly what most tourists expect to see in the foreground of their White House snapshots. Even the Secret Service was baffled by the hockey games that sprung up 8 years ago, shortly after they closed Pennsylvania Avenue to cars after the Oklahoma City bombing. It all started when Tony Snesko and his son went to look for a place to practice their newest obsession.
As my son and I started playing one-on-one, other guys noticed us playing, joined in, and it gradually grew. I guess a lot of the guys playing down here, it's the esteem of being able to play in front of the White House, unmolested by security. The greatest part about playing down here is you've got a very wide street, a very long street. You can set the goals far apart, and it's a tremendous passing and speed game.
Sunday afternoon pickup games now draw 20 to 30 of the best players in the area, including some of the region's prime movers.
My name is Sean King. I'm 33 years old. I work at the U.S. Department of Commerce on WTO and trade issues. But when I'm not doing that and saving the world, I'm out here causing trouble in front of the White House playing hockey and loving every minute of it.
Sean King is the unofficial organizer of White House hockey.
And what you do is you have teams of five, which are usually drawn up by throwing sticks in the middle and dividing them blindly. Except our Czech friends, they always insist on playing together. They've been in the country over 10 years, but you never know it the way they act. But anyway, that's another story. I don't want to play ethnic politics.
A speedy Czech winger, who wished to be identified only as Peter, says his contingent sticks together because they know the North Americans are jealous of their finesse.
It's a little fellowship that they have a hard time understanding. I think we have lifted the game quite a bit, brought a little sense of European style of hockey. And this is my love right now. The only problem that I have is finding a place to play. And, you know, the greatest place is in front of the White House.
But getting the chance to play at the president's front door hasn't come easily. Early on, the Secret Service routinely threatened to shut the game down. But Tony Snesko thinks he got a little help from then-President Clinton after Snesko invited him to play. The president took a pass, but a few weeks later, Snesko saw a very interesting White House news conference.
They were having a discussion on the opening of Pennsylvania Avenue, and President Clinton was giving all of the security reasons why Pennsylvania Avenue should stay closed. And he closed his comments with, "And besides, my roller hockey players wouldn't like it if I opened it back up again."
Since then, hockey has been as much a part of the White House scene as tourists and protesters. But plans to improve the avenue will probably shut down the game for good. Next month, workers are scheduled to tear up the pavement, replace it with brick, and create a gravel pedestrian walkway with trees. And for Sean King, the end of White House hockey means a disappointing return to the smoother, more predictable confines of the indoor rink.
At the end of the day, with all the pluses and minuses, I'll take this because it's ours. That's not to say I like cop cars driving through our games every 2 minutes. But the odd bump, the odd man all here, I think it gives the place personality. And if we really do get shut out, you know, I understand the city has to move on and try and do something with this area, but it's going to be a sad day. And I just hope people take time to remember that we were here and all the happiness that was here.
For NPR News, I'm James Jones in Washington.